Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Indeed, now the INMO has called for all non-urgent elective procedures to be cancelled, as it said there were 640 admitted patients waiting for a bed at hospitals around the country today. It said the overcrowding is leading to very dangerous situations for patients and nurses. The hospital worst affected is the University Hospital in Limerick, with 109 patients waiting for a bed. But there are stories behind those patient numbers, and one of them concerns an 87-year-old man who spent 96 hours in UHL. His grandson is Conor Sheehan, and he joins me now. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac, and a very good evening to your listeners.
We're joined as well, I should tell people, by Fianna Fáil TD for Claire Cahill Crowe. And Cahill has his own experience. You're welcome, Cahill, to the programme as well. But let me stick with Conor Sheehan for a minute, because I'm very sorry, first and foremost, about what happened to your granddad. But you might explain to people exactly what happened.
Basically, my grandfather has a recurring issue with an ulcer on his leg. And last Thursday, I took him to his GP because the ulcer wasn't healing with the oral antibiotics he had been prescribed. When we went to the GP basically, initially upon assessing it, said that she believed that he needed a course of IV antibiotics and that she was going to refer him to what's known as the surgical assessment unit in UHL, where he would be able to be treated for this. So she contacted UHL and the surgical assessment unit, and she couldn't get him an appointment for last Thursday. So she said to me, you have two choices here. You can either bring him home and we can try tomorrow for an appointment, or you can go to the ED. I took the decision based on the way his leg was, because the infection was getting worse, and based off the fact that, in her professional advice, that I would take him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So we went out to UHL A&E last Thursday at about maybe just before 4 p.m. So he went in, and then he was triaged, and they said that the ulcer on his leg had become septic and that he would need IV antibiotics, and that they were going to basically wait on that he needed to see the ED consultant. So I waited with him. So after a while on the Thursday evening, we got sent down to an area known as the clinical decision unit, and my granddad was put into a cubicle and I waited with him. So I stayed there till about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and in the meantime they had started treating him with the IV antibiotics.
Just to be clear, this is 2 a.m. on the Friday morning?
Yes.
Okay.
So at 2 a.m. on the Friday morning, I had to leave because I'd already taken a significant amount of time off work from my day job, as well as being a county councillor. I have another job, so I had to go because I had to go to Dublin on the Friday, and I had no choice. Mm-hmm. So he was down there in the area known as Zone C on the Thursday evening going into Friday morning. I left at about 2 a.m. My father then went out the Friday afternoon, and at that stage, Grandad had deteriorated quite a lot, and he had become quite confused because he got a delirium from the infection, which is not uncommon with elderly people. When they get an infection like that, it can make them quite confused and agitated. And then they managed to settle him, and my dad went away. He then got a phone call on Saturday to go back out to UHL A&E, because my granddad was still there at this stage.
Okay, and where are we at now? So he's confused, and you say he had congealed blood on him, and he wasn't washed either.
He had congealed blood on him, but that was yesterday. And he hadn't had a proper wash either. I mean, my sister, one of my sisters is a nurse, and I found it hard because the place is so short-staffed and the staff are so overrun and absolutely run off their feet. It's very actually hard when you're in there to sort of stop somebody to get information, because everybody is sort of moving. Yeah. All the staff are moving quite quickly.
Where was your granddad now? Where was he, on a trolley, on a chair? Or?
He was in a cubicle, but then when he became more agitated, they moved him to another cubicle. So he went from an area known as Zone C at the back of A&E to Zone B in the middle.
On a trolley, is it? Or?
On a trolley.
Okay, for how many days on a trolley?
And he was ultimately on a trolley until yesterday evening at about tea time. So around this time yesterday, they started to move him to Croom Hospital, which is a hospital about 20 kilometres from Limerick City. Its main function is as an orthopaedic hospital.
So you say for over 4 days on a trolley, waiting.
Waiting, essentially. Now, he was being treated while he was in the trolley, but obviously, as the infection worsened, my granddad became more agitated and he became quite difficult to manage.
And you said, I'm so angry I could burst.
I'm unbelievably angry, because he wasn't the only elderly person that I could see out there in a similar situation. And we know that, like, the long-term health outcomes worsen the longer you actually spend on one of these trolleys. And I mean, if you think to an A&E, there's an awful lot going on. There's noise, there's beeping, there are really, really bright lights. So he didn't essentially really sleep in the 4 days that he was out there.
I know he moved to Croom and the situation improved a lot there and the antibiotic worked and all that. Can I ask you your reaction to a statement we received from UHL? We asked UHL, University Hospital Limerick, for a statement about your granddad's treatment, and they sent us this response, Connor. We'd like to apologise to Mr. Mullins and his family for the long delay in accessing an inpatient bed. This is not the kind of care we wish to provide for our patients, and reducing these wait times is a continued focus for our staff. Our staff are in direct contact with Mr. Mullins' family in relation to his care. University Hospital Limerick is currently experiencing extremely high demand, and we're appealing to the public to consider all care options before presenting at our emergency department. We have reduced elective activity and opened additional surge capacity across our hospitals to manage this increased demand. Health and social care teams across the Midwest region are working at full capacity to meet this exceptional demand, they say. What's your reaction?
Well, the first thing I would say is that the staff outside there are absolutely amazing. I don't know how they do it working in that environment, but I find that statement quite galling, because I was very reluctant to actually come forward with this. It was actually my own mother that essentially made me do it, because she's an only child and she's recovering from cancer at the moment. So she can't go anywhere near the hospital because she's immunocompromised. So, we are not the only ones in this situation.
You're not. And you know what? I sense the anger and I sense the frustration. And do you know what? Cathal Crowe, the Fianna Fáil TD, is for Clare, is listening to you, Connor. Hang on a second and let me ask Cathal Crowe about this. What is your reaction, Cathal?
Hello, thanks for having me on. Look, first of all, I saw Connor's tweet and I'm very sorry to hear that his granddad's unwell, and I'm also sorry to hear how he was treated and his whole hospital experience. Look, UHL has been struggling for many years. I was in accident emergency myself as a patient on New Year's Eve, and I spent a couple of days there myself on a trolley. Not ideal, but I must say the quality of care, the nursing was outstanding, and I'm glad to be back on my feet again after surgery. The genesis of this problem, I go all the way back to 2009, and you might say that's a long time ago, but it's irrelevant, because we were told at the time, Minister Mary Harney was then over at the Department of Health, and she promised centres of excellence throughout the country. So at that time, 24-hour accident and emergency departments were wound back in Ennis, Nenagh and St John's. And normally when you wind back one, it would be conceivable that you would fund and bankroll another hospital. And that never happened in UHL. So a decade later, we're playing catch-up.
Yeah, and I know you've criticised before, but the problem here is you've been in this situation, Connor's granddad's been in this situation, and this is not a new story in UHL. So what do you say to your Fianna Fáil colleague and the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly?
I've spoken with Minister Donnelly. He was actually in contact with me when I was in hospital on a trolley myself. We were talking about And look, I would say that he, as minister, has done an awful lot since taking up office. And yet there's so much more can be done. There's very little that can excuse the kind of experience that Connor's grandfather and others have had.
What did he say to you?
Sorry.
What did he say to you in terms of change coming down the track quickly?
He's outlined to me what he's committed to do. I relate to my experience as a patient, more so as a politician. It was a mixed experience. I was extremely well looked after. I found the one thing about the trolley, the big shortcoming of a trolley, I have to say, I found it comfortable. I was on a drip. I was out of pain. However, there's no privacy. So if a doctor
and it's unacceptable care. Do you have confidence in the change coming down the track that he had? Do you have confidence in what he had to say to you as Minister for Health?
Yes, I have. Yeah. And I'd like to go through some of that if possible.
Really briefly, if you don't mind.
So look, since he took up office and since this government has come into office, there's a whole lot still to be done, but 19% budgetary increase for UHL alone has happened. There's a 98-bed block under construction. There's another 98-bed block to go through planning in Limerick County Council, and hopefully Connor and his colleagues will ensure that gets a quick passage. We can't build these quick enough. It's only when we start building these additional bed blocks do you free up the system, up the corridors, up the levels of the hospital so that the A&E congestion is reduced. Like what Connor said, there's a huge amount of nurses. So there's been a massive recruitment drive out there, but they're really worked off their feet. My mother's a retired nurse from UHL herself, and I just saw while I was in there as a patient, they're having their lunches.
Yeah, without
at the
question.
Well, look, they're running around.
The IMO is saying that this is all leading to a very dangerous situation for patients and nurses. Look, people listening can text us to 51551. You can email drivetime@rte.ie.